produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Say things will work.
Things will work in your favor. Things will work in your favor. Things will work in your favor.
Pretend like you're praise dancing. Come on, point to them.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Awesomely Amazing. This is your awesomely amazing host, Desiree, and I hope you're having an awesomely amazing day. I want to just say, tonight we are going to talk about the topic, it's not time to fret or faint. It's not time to fret or faint. According to the dictionary, fret means to constantly or visibly be worried or anxious. The definition of faint is something without strength, loss of consciousness, to the point of passing out. In this day and hour, we cannot afford to faint. We cannot afford to fret. And so as I thought about what I would talk about or discuss this evening with you, that's what came to mind. That was dropped in my spirit. It's not time to fret or faint. And I'm not going to tell you anything that you really don't know. And I'm not really going to have too much of a commentary tonight. I'm going to be giving you scriptures to encourage you as you go through this time. We're all faced with different challenges, and of course, there are some things out there that could cause you to want to fret or faint, but I just want to remind you, it's not time to fret, it's not time to faint. So let's get started. We're going to go to the book of Proverbs, starting in chapter 24. My key verse there is verse 10, but we're going to start at verse 1. So Proverbs 24, we're going to start at verse 1. Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in multitude of counselors there is safety. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate. He that deviseth to do evil shall be called a mischievous person. The thought of foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to men. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. That's our key verse. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Of course, it's easy to be strong and confident and vigilant when things are going our way, when all is well. But in the day of adversity, what are you going to do? Thy strength is small if you fret, if you faint. I know we've talked a lot about having crazy faith. This is the time now to have crazy faith. Crazy faith is just radical faith, okay? It's just radical faith. It's time for us to call those things that be not as though they were. That's from Genesis. Even if you have the faith of a mustard seed, that's small, but it's so necessary. So it's not time to faint. It's time to exercise your faith. It is really time for you to exercise your faith. Matthew 17 and 20, Jesus said, "Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Excuse me. So, whatever the mountain is that you're facing, whatever the storm is, face it. Have faith. Call those things that be not as though they were. A couple months ago, I talked to you and even had Dominique L. Watson on, who talked about do it afraid. There's some things that you got to face, and you may be afraid, but do it afraid. Don't let fear hold you captive and paralyze you. And we'll talk about this a little later in the show, about everything that's being displayed on the news, and certainly there are seeds being planted that will cause you to fret, but we're not going to do that. We don't have time for that. Hold on to your faith. Be strong in your faith. Have that crazy faith. I'm going to go to Philippians chapter 4, and I'm going to be reading to you from the Message Bible. I like the Message Bible. From Philippians 4, chapter 6 and 7. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. I like that. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. I just like the way that the Message Bible breaks things down. Don't fret or worry. Okay, so we've already been talking about that. Instead of worrying and pray. Like, I mean, it's either you're going to do one thing, either you're going to worry or you're going to pray. You're not going to do both. So instead of worrying, pray. I've talked to you about worrying, and it never accomplishes anything. Let your petitions and praises shape your worriedness into prayer, letting God know your concern. So, yes, we're all concerned about some things, but take them to God. Let God know. Tell it to God. And before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good. Romans 8 and 28 says, all things work to the good of those that love God. So if you love God, just know that everything is going to work to your good. Now, as it's working, because see, we got to understand, working, ing, at the end of that, that's a process. So things are going to happen, and so as things are working in the process, just know it's going to end up being to your good. And so sometimes the process doesn't always feel good as you're going through. So I'm not going to even tell you it's going to feel like some warm day on a sunny beach with a sweet tropical drink or whatever. I'm not going to tell you that. But as things are working, we got to understand that it's working for our good, okay? And just knowing that, let that settle you down. Let that calm you. And I like at the end, it says, it's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. So you got to let Christ come in and handle that thing. Let him move some of that stuff out the way. You know, some of us are carrying some things and some weights, and we gotta let that go. Psalms 37:1. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. So there's a time and a season for everything, and so it may seem like those who are doing evil and wrong are just really, you know, basking in something and they're getting over. But the word would have you to know, just like grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. So, you know, there's a season for everything. Here in the Midwest, we're gearing up for spring, but just on Monday, it was snowing, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, according to my calendar, today is the first day of spring. So there's a season for everything, and so we're going to start seeing a flourishing of plants and greenery and things like that. But those things, we don't see them in the wintertime because they die off. So just know that even all of the evil and those who are doing wrong, their season is going to be up. There is going to be a time when that's not going to be the case. Psalm 37:3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. So even when it just seems like everything is awry and everything is amok in the world, we still got to trust in God, and we still got to do good. We still got to do what we know is right to do. Psalm 37:4, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So you got to delight in God. You got to give. We've already said this. You got to give those worries over to him. Take delight in him, and just know that he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. This is verse 5. Trust in him and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday. So he's going to come in and turn it around. You just got to hold on to your faith. I don't care if you got crazy faith or if you got mustard seed faith. Whatever level of faith that you have, you got to hold on to that. Remember our topic, it is not time to faint, it is not time to fret. Verse 7, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Don't fret. You can't concern yourself with people who are doing wrong, and it seems like they are prospering. Remember, it's only a season. Everything has a season. And remember what God is going to do for you. Those who love him with their heart. Just keep doing what you know to do and do right. Now, I know I said we were going to come to this topic. With all that is going on in the world, every time you turn on the television or you're on the internet or whatever way that you receive news, the media is presenting you with a plethora of things to worry about. Even before this pandemic occurred, I know money was a concern for most people. And I just want you to just rest in this and just know this. The Lord, your God, has already set you up for success. I'm going to say that again. The Lord, your God, has already set you up for success. I'm going to go to the book of Psalms, chapter 23. And I know that we've heard this before. I remember as a child when I first got my Bible. I don't remember how old I was. I know I was in elementary school. I began reading it and committed to learning Psalm 23. And that's what I did. I committed to learning it. But as I matured into an adult, this thing became so crystal clear. God has already set you up for success. Psalm 23, verse 1, and I'm just going to go through them. I know that it's familiar to a lot of people, but I just want to encourage you. And how you be encouraged on, you've already been set up for success. Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That right there, I'll preach all day long. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That right there, you don't have to worry about money or be concerned about money or be concerned about your needs. But this that I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. So when the world is in chaos, everything is going topsy-turvy, crazy, says he maketh me to lie in green pastures. He'll allow you to rest, have great rest, regardless of what's going on. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He's not going to take you the wrong way. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, so he can get the glory for you doing right. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So it could look like doom's gloom. Everything is going bananas, berserk. I will fear no evil. You don't have to be afraid of what's going on in the world. You live in the world, absolutely. But it says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I want to stop right there. A lot of times, people are so concerned about being in situations, being in places where there's animosity, where, you know, we talk about having haters, you know, they hating on me, they don't like me. Your God is so awesome. He will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Let's go back to that table. Have you ever walked into a room and you felt such tension and you just can take your place and be at peace and that tension dissolves because that's those people's issue, not yours, and you can sit there and do what you need to do literally and not be bothered by it? God anointeth my head with oil, my cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. That means you got so much it can be contained. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verse 5, my cup runneth over. That's the kind of God that we serve, a God that will allow your cup not to only be filled, but to run over so that you have more than enough. You don't have to fret or worry or faint in this time. You don't have to worry about finances. It don't matter what they say. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He set me up for success. Matter of fact, he set me up for such good success that my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. What you speaking? Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I'm not worried about the evilness of the world. Goodness and mercy. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Set up for success. God has already done it for you. And then I thought about this as I was thinking about the cares of the world. I remember Sunday school when I was a kid. His eye is on the sparrow. If God takes care of the sparrow, you know, you absolutely know, don't kid yourself, you absolutely know he's going to take care of you. Matthew 6:26. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not. They don't plant any food, they don't go to work, they sow not, neither do they reap. Not gathering to burn, so you don't see them out there sowing and reaping. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than them? Think about that. If God takes care of the sparrow, he takes care of the birds, and they don't get up and punch anybody's time clock. They don't sow, they don't reap, but he's concerned about them, and he feedeth them, and he takes care of them and meets their needs. Birds, what is he going to do for you? What is he going to do for you if he does that for the birds? So be encouraged in knowing that. I remember years ago, I was going through something, and I just thought it was just the worst thing in life. I really did. I was worrying and fretting and all of that. I thought it was the worst thing in life. And I went into an establishment, and I came in contact with a lady. And I love how God works, because he'll bring you in contact with somebody that will get you right, will set you on the right path, who will have a word for you. And what she said to me was so profound, it has never left me. She said, God has not brought you this far to leave you on the sidewalk. I'll never forget that. That lady got me up out my pity party that day. Everything I thought I wanted to whine and cry about, she got me up out my pity party and set me straight. And I have to think about Jeremiah 29:11, one of my favorite scriptures. And this is God saying this. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. We're not talking about the person on the job. We're not talking about your employer, your supervisor, your manager, people. We're not talking about that. God said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. What are the thoughts again? Thoughts of peace. Now see, people may have thoughts of evil towards you, but your God said he had thoughts of peace for you, to give you an expected end. He didn't bring you this far to leave you on the sidewalk. He didn't bring you this far for you to be abandoned, for you to be walking around with your head down, for you to be singing a pity song. You know, and I know things look gloom. I know they don't look their best. We've seen better days in the world. I know that. But your God said in Jeremiah 29:11, my God said this, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end." So remember we said all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. Things are working in your favor. Things are working in your favor. You better believe it. You better say it. I don't care if you got radical faith, crazy faith. I love that. Or if you got mustard seed faith, you better hold on to your level of faith and know that God is going to bring you through. He has thoughts of peace for you. Psalms 23, he has set you up for success, I tell you. He has not brought you this far for you to be left on the sidewalk. Absolutely not. So, I want to wish you peace and blessings. Stay encouraged, be encouraged, and have an awesomely amazing week.
I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
Ooh, yes. Be encouraged. It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey.
No matter what's going on, he'll make it all right.
Said it in his word.
Just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. 'Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright. He'll make it all right.
He said, I'll make it all right.
No matter what's going on, Jesus will.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
People who make the right moves, Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Are you ready? We are about to take flight with Travel Uncorked and your show host, Nicole Gates.
It's Travel Thursday, and thank you for tuning in to Travel Uncorked. Today, we're going to tackle a very simple subject. So you think you want to travel? Well, why not? Everyone should be excited about traveling, taking a trip somewhere. I don't care if it's a weekend trip, if it's a 7-day trip, if it's a 14-day expedition. Just do it. So I know when I talk about travel, and I am absolutely passionate about travel. I love to travel. My daughters love to travel. We do it on a very regular basis. And as a travel agent, I really try to encourage and really pump up people about travel because it really does expand your horizons. And I know a couple of things I've heard in the past. You know, I don't think I can afford it. I have too many commitments at home. I don't have anybody to travel with me. Well, I'm scared. Well, guess what? Today we are throwing away all of those excuses. And we're going to think about traveling more often. None of those things should hold you back. I dare you today to dream again. Start daydreaming about the places that you want to go and let us help you get there. Every other week, we'll be bringing you topics, different destinations, different means of travel to help you make decisions and to change your life about travel. And we want you to get uncorked. Let your hair down and just enjoy and celebrate life. So, a couple of things I want to just share with you, and I hope if you have time, you're able to take a few notes or you're just able to listen and just apply this to your daydreaming process about traveling. So, number one, we want you to think about stop buying things that you don't need. Oftentimes, we overspend. We buy things. They may be collecting dust at the house. Lord knows I've done this myself. But now I think my greatest thing is to be able to just save money and have money to travel. Absolutely love being able to purchase the airline ticket. I watch the airline sales to see what's happening just across the world so I can pick a new destination to go visit and explore. So stop buying things you don't need. Typically, you can kind of guesstimate spending about $30 per day. So if that helps you put together a budget or a plan for your travel, consider about $30 per day. Oftentimes we hear people tell us, hey, you know, you need to have an emergency fund. Well, I'm going to encourage you today to not only have that emergency fund, but how about an opportunity fund? An opportunity fund can be for your daydream, for your travel, for whatever it is that you want to do in regards to traveling the world. Put some money up for it. Create an opportunity fund. $30 a day will just about do it. And yes, you can make that happen. In the weeks upcoming, I will show you exactly how you can do that. Number two, stop listening to what society tells you. Graduate college, find a job, build a career, get married, have kids, work until you're 60, retire, and then maybe, just maybe, you'll have enough time to travel the world, provided you're in good shape. I'm 47 years old, and I'm happy to say I am retired. I love traveling. I decided to become a travel agent probably right before I decided that I was going to retire. I planned for this 2 years out. I planned for this day. Super excited just to be able to share some of those tips with you. You'll be hearing a little bit more about that, how I was able to do that. And yes, you can do it too. Don't think it is impossible. The idea is that we want you to be able to travel, live life uncorked, enjoy life, celebrate life while you can. Nobody really wants to do it after they've worked all of these years on a job. They're tired, may not be in the best health, may not be in the best condition. Enjoy it while you can. And yes, it is possible. It is. You don't have to follow the status quo. Stop dreaming about it and let's start planning it. Start planning it. If you plan ahead of time with travel, you can go to some of the most amazing places. I can't wait to share the most extraordinary experience I had just a week ago. I actually had an opportunity to go to Cabo. And while I was there, I did some whale watching. And I'm going to share a little bit about that excursion and being able to do that, how exhilarating that was. It was absolutely amazing. Didn't cost me a whole lot of money. But you can, again, do those small excursions, those small trips that may just take a weekend of your time and make some really awesome memories. It's all about it. That's what we're all about. So I know some of you out there probably read travel blogs. You're probably reading guidebooks. You're just dreaming about that special place, that destination that you want to go to. Well, you are closer than you think. And my desire is that this show will help you kind of plan it out a little bit more and get you ready to travel. You don't have to necessarily have a book. We are going to make some things happen. I'm going to be bringing some experts in the field to the show that will tell you about specials that they may have with certain cruise lines and certain resorts and certain Airbnbs. There are a lot of wonderful things out there right now. But I challenge you. I do. I'm going to present a challenge today. I want you to stop keeping your travel desires a secret. Start sharing it with people. Because one thing I do know is that when you talk about the things that you want to do, you will hold yourself accountable for those things. You, whether it's conscious or unconscious, you do hold yourself accountable to make it happen. Start telling people about it. People want to hear about those things that you want to do. And if you're excited about it and they're excited about it, they're probably going to come back and circle around and ask you about, hey, have you planned that trip to, you know, Jamaica or wherever it is that you desire to go to or whatever it is you desire to do people will ask about, and I think it holds us accountable. Put together a travel calendar. Why not? Hang it on the wall. Use it like a vision board. Put the destinations that you want to go to, and let's start making it happen. Set Google alerts on your computer, on your phone for flights. Start looking at what it will actually cost you to get to that destination. Then look at things to do in that area. There's a lot of things that we can do ahead of time to prepare for that trip. And that trip may not even be for a year off. But guess what? You can start putting money away. You can start looking at places to go, things to do, things to see while you're there. Make it happen. I've heard of people doing travel vision boards. That's an idea as well. Consider doing a travel vision board. Put it up on your wall. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it on your mirror, or wherever it is that you know that you will look at it. Make that thing happen. When you see it, you believe it. And there is nothing like seeing it and making it happen. I want to encourage people to stop being afraid. Don't be afraid to get out there and travel. You know, I know a lot of times we turn on the news and we see things on the news that really discourage us from traveling. We hear about wars in certain areas. You know, try to get to know the destination that you are going to. And that's why I think it's so important that I bring some experts from the field who are actually working in those areas. People like our Jamaica Tourist Board, who will share some destinations, some wonderful festivals that happen in Jamaica, things like that. I think that is important. And I think that's something that you will definitely want to tune in and hear about. But, you know, stay away from all the craziness that we see on social media. We see a lot on the TV. If you always hold yourself back because of those things, you will never travel. Things happen in our own cities, but it shouldn't really stop us from traveling. I absolutely love, love, love going to Mexico. I just came back from Cabo. I have friends that go to Cozumel on a pretty regular basis. It's a pretty common area. Cancun and different places like that. But, you know, recently in the news, they had all kinds of stories about tourists and things that were happening in Mexico. But they did what they did not tell a lot of people, where these people were off the beaten path. They were not in the tourist area. So it kind of scared some people. I had a lot of people ask questions about that. And sometimes, you know, when you're unfamiliar with an area, you don't know. So, you know, it will tend to scare us off. But I just really want to encourage you, don't be afraid. You know, there are a lot of beautiful places out there that you can go and you can see. And it doesn't have to cost you a whole lot of time. And it doesn't have to cost you a whole lot of money. But I really encourage you just to get out and explore. So stop wondering what it could be like and get out there and experience it for yourself. There's so much to see in this world. And you know, the cool part about this is Finding My Way Network, which this radio show is aired on, is a radio show that is across the world. There are people from every walk of life that has a show. And wouldn't it be so awesome for all of us to get together and be able to explore some of the areas where Finding My Way Network is aired? I know we have stations in Africa. How awesome would that be to take a trip to Ghana and do some things there? A lot of good things are happening all across the world. Don't get left out. Don't get left out. We want you to live life uncorked and travel. How can I do that? Again, a couple of things you want to do. You want to first create that opportunity fund. Think about that. Start putting a little bit of money away. And yes, I don't care how much money you make. Yes, you can save for a trip. Put up $5, put up $10, put up $30, a little bit here, a little bit there. It will all add up. Don't limit yourself. $30 a day can almost get you anywhere that you want to go. Start making it happen. And then don't forget, that circle of friends that you have, start telling them where you want to go. Start looking it up. Cut out pictures. Make a vision board. Put them on the refrigerator. Put them on your mirror. Put them somewhere where they're visible and you can see it, and tell people about it. Tell them how passionate you are about going to that destination. You absolutely never know what opportunities are out there if you never share it with anyone. And don't feel like, again, that you have to wait until you are 60 years old, you're retired, you've done everything that you thought life has told you to do to travel. You can travel right now. For a student in college, I know sometimes funds are limited. Look for opportunities on the college campus to study abroad, opportunities that will allow you to maybe just take a weekend trip, spring break, anything, to get out of the area that you are in, out of your comfort zone, and to see somewhere very different from where we live. Travel on to make travel possible, and how you too can live life uncorked. On our next show, we're going to talk about cruises and why cruising can sometimes be the best way for your pocketbooks, the best way for you to travel, the best way for you to see some of those dynamic destinations that I was just talking about. Wonderful excursions, all-inclusive food. Some have all-inclusive drinks for those of you that drink. Cruising can be absolutely wonderful for the right traveler. May not be for everybody, and I'm not saying that it is, but we'll also bring in the upcoming weeks some information about all-inclusive resorts versus just regular resorts that are not all-inclusive, solo travel. Some people are really afraid to travel by themselves. I travel so much by myself. It's just second nature to me. And then we'll talk about some of the top destinations, some of the places that are trending right now, some places that are a secret that people have never even considered visiting until just recently. And these are some wonders of the world. I'm talking about some really fabulous destinations that have some really cool things to do. I get super excited when I talk about travel. Where do you want to go this year? It's 2019. It's early in the year. You still have time to plan a wonderful destination. And I just want to share with you, my 2019 calendar actually consists of Cabo and Punta Cana, Cancun, Nassau, Cozumel, Negril, Montego Bay, Aruba, Grand Turks, Turks and Caicos. I have a list of places that I will be attending. And all the places I just named, I already have my airline tickets. Yes, I took advantage of all the Black Friday sales, all the President's Day sales with travel, every holiday. And this is some cool little tips. I'm just give you a little sneak peek of some things that we'll be talking about. Every holiday, and most people don't know this, but every holiday, airlines have wonderful sales. Different destinations, cruise ships have sales. They have sales just because. You just have to be in the loop. And we're going to help you get in the loop and be able to travel and travel uncorked. No worries. You can let your hair down and just have the time of your life. I'm super excited about this. So tell me, what's some places you want to go? I would love to hear from you. I am on Facebook. You can find me under Gates Uncorked Travel and Tours. Send me a message. Shoot me a message of some places that you would love for me to talk about on the radio show. I'm happy to share. I'm happy to get an expert from that particular area to come onto the show and talk about all that they have to offer. There is so much out there. I'm a foodie, so when I go on trips, I love to have the cuisine in the area that I'm in. I want to try something different. I'm a wine connoisseur, a wine enthusiast, I like to say. And so I like to try the wines in that area. I would love to go to a winery if it's available, just to see how wine is made in different areas. So think about those things. What are the things that you are passionate about? What things do you want to see when you travel? What things do you want to experience when you travel? And if you don't know, now is the time. I give you permission to dream. Dream about that perfect vacation, that perfect destination. Wouldn't it be so awesome? Wouldn't it be so awesome to get one of those trips on the books for 2019? I don't care if you just book one trip this year. You owe it to yourself to live life uncorked. Tune in 2 weeks. I'll be back and we'll be talking cruises. And oh my gosh, did you know there's over 140 different cruise lines? So I'm going to bring you my top 10 on next week. I'm going to bring you my top 10 on the next show. Make sure you tune in. And until then, dream, daydream about that destination that you want to go to. And remember to live life uncorked. I'm your show host, Nicole Gates. Until next time, let's take flight.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.